Hey, we're back with another episode of Lang's Boggs, our bunch of geeks, and I have the opportunity to be here with an amazing geek, and your name is?
James Mayer.
Hey, James Mayer. Do you have more passion right now?
Yes.
How about more energy?
I have more energy and footwork.
Right. This is just an inside thing between James and I, but anyway, welcome back to Lang's Boggs. James, tell us a little bit. First of all, what grade are you in here at Gull Lake?
I'm a freshman at Gull Lake High School.
Freshman at Gull Lake High School. Awesome, awesome. James, what are you into?
I'm into video game development.
Video game development, that's kind of cool. And so what class are you in right now? What class are you taking?
I'm in R&D.
Which stands for?
Which stands for research and development, and I'm in computer science software engineering.
Awesome, very cool. So you're taking those two classes right now, and you're taking them, and especially with the research and development, what have you been researching and developing?
I've been working with Matthew Clifford and making a video game. I've been learning how to do that.
Very cool. So you're working in a team.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool because in a way you guys are kind of holding yourself kind of accountable, you know what I'm saying, and having that team member.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you mentioned, you said you're working on developing a game,
correct,
right? So you've got some of those skills from just probably just dabbling around and being an enthusiast of computers, right?
Yes, 100%.
So what are some things that you do to learn right now in R&D? Talk to us.
So we'll come up with something we want to do for a video game, right? And we'll sign each other, okay, what do we want to do? And then I go on the internet and figure out how to do it. Because unlike Matthew and stuff, I'm not into certification classes yet, so I can't just go learn how to do the language and get for the school to pay for it, so... I'm just learning how to do it on my own.
You're just learning how to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, man, that's the way you are going to be working in this field, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's always going to be challenges. You're going to have 2 steps forward, 5 steps backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have errors. You're always going to run into problems, whether it be hardware, whether it be software. You're always going to be a detective, you know, determining how to solve this problem and researching. And so that's pretty cool. Do you enjoy that kind of learning?
I enjoyed that a lot. It's a lot better than being sat like in school and like taught on a board.
Okay. Turn to page 32.
Yeah, exactly.
Read this paragraph. Do that, you know. So so here you're learning really those skills that are going to take you when you're out in the real world working for your own business or somebody else's,
100%.
How to solve problems.
And
that's cool. And I'm not saying that those other classes or other topics, you know, aren't solving problems, but in this field, you know, of video game design, there's always going to be new hardware coming out, from new VRs coming out, to new software, new platforms and everything. And so you kind of need to be able to adapt to those.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard you said that you're not yet in a certification class.
That's correct.
Are you looking into taking a certification class?
Yeah, I have it signed up on my counselor. I'm taking it next year.
Oh, that's very good. And you're taking it, why?
Because I want to learn coding languages so I can make video games.
Cool. So again, you don't want me to tell you, hey, this is what we're doing in Python. This is what you want to say, hey, I am developing my own educational plan. This is what I want to learn, and I'm going to learn it.
It's awesome.
And you have that opportunity in?
Yes.
What class?
In computer science, an independent certification class.
Beautiful. So tell me a little bit about that. I know you were looking for it, and I'm sorry to cut you off with that beautiful energy you have. But tell me a little bit about that kind of learning. Why do you look forward to it? Why do you have a smile on your face right now?
Because it's really cool, and no other classes like have that opportunity where you get to choose where you want to learn, and you actually get to learn it yourself and figure it out. Every other class, it's okay, we're going to follow this curriculum, and it's really cool how you don't have to do that.
Yeah. But in a way, you have a curriculum.
Yes.
You're just choosing your curriculum, right? So there's still, like I say, you're probably going to want to go back to the basics and learn some, because even though that you're really good at what you're doing right now, we're going to probably go, okay, we need to get this certification.
Yes.
And then you're going to work on that certification. Just like you mentioned Matthew a little bit, your teammate, you know, he realized, hey, I'm getting to the point where I need to go back a couple steps and learn some C# programming. And that's what he's doing right now. Again, that's what's cool, I think, about that independent certification. You're going to know your talents, your strengths, your weaknesses, all right, and then realize, okay, hey, I got to step back a little bit. I need to maybe go and get trained in this a little bit before I move to this, right? where a lot of people can't determine that. They just want to keep going through and not really understanding the whys you're doing what you're doing, the hows you're doing what you're doing. Because eventually there's not going to be a curriculum in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to kind of do what you're doing almost now in research and development, researching and developing and solving those problems. Very cool. So you're looking forward to it, huh?
Yes, I am.
So you're going to be a sophomore next year, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow. And working on those certifications. And you've started creating your portfolio. Is that accurate?
Yes, I am.
And so, again, that is yours. So, again, some people think of that portfolio as, oh, I have to put the, you know, it's work to me. But I hope you don't think that, right? It's you showcasing your skills. Because you know in an interview someday, they're going to ask you, hey, show me what you can do. Right there. There it is. I got it in my portfolio. This is what I can do, right?
Yes.
All right. So very cool. What if there was another freshman sitting next to you right now? What would you tell that other freshman?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? So if you knew that there was another freshman that had your passion for video game design, but they really aren't doing what maybe you are doing in regards to taking independent certifications of, what would you might tell them, words of wisdom is maybe what classes to take, why you are taking them to get to where you want to be?
Yeah, I would tell them to go to a counselor immediately and get your classes switched, because by time you figure that out and stuff, you'll be way older.
And you may miss out on those opportunities, right?
Yes, get started early.
And again, I don't want to sound like those other classes that you may sign up aren't okay. And I'm sure they're great classes, right? But if you have a passion for video game design, one of our goals here, and I know one of your goals here, is to build that program, right?
Yes.
You want to see a bunch of video game designers, because now if you have competition, guess what? You're not going to sit there and just be okay with what you know now. It's going to push you to know more than that team over there that's building that game. Or that, you know what I'm saying? Competition's good, all right? Whether it's in sports or whether it's in design, right? Competition is good, and so I think that will be something good. I know so Matthew and you have talked about, and thank you for helping me out to help me push things on your social media. Again, that's up to you, but I think that's great to get that word out. Cool. So now, again, you're going to be a sophomore next year. Do you think that you are going to be interested in continuing to do that later on in your high school career?
100%. I've always wanted to get into video game development, so yes.
And just think about where your portfolio is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait for you to look back in 4 years.
I plan by my junior year, I'm going to redo my beat portfolio because it's not as well designed as I like it. Just it's not a priority for me to fix that up right now. So I'll just put everything on it. Then junior year, I'm going to make a new one, make it look nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, when we get to that point where you're really special, I mean, again, who knows where your passion is going to be in 2 years?
Yes.
And that's totally cool if it changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if your passion continues down this path, I could see you making that portfolio more video game related design.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? In the background, having your game maybe playing and stuff like that you've designed. So we'll talk about that obviously when we get there. But again, that portfolio is going to be able to show people what you can do and what you have been doing. So looking forward to, I truly am looking forward to seeing what that will look like. And I hope that you are as well. So getting some more certifications, working on that. So very cool. What kind of game are you working on right now?
Working on a VR open world game. That's as much as I can say about it.
No, and that's cool. So when you say VR to those common folk that may not understand what VR stands for, what does that stand
for? VR is virtual reality, and it's those headset things you see those young people having, and they can see like it's virtual world.
And that's kind of a very cool thing. And you mentioned, hey, you're working on something, but you really can't disclose too much because you're almost, you are working on a game that you want to put out there.
100%.
100%, man. And who knows where your future may go. Mm-hmm. Just remember old Mr. Lang when you make it big.
Oh, I will. All
right. Yeah. All right, you heard it. It's on microphone, right?
Oh, no.
There you go. So I love it, James. Hey, for one thing, dude, I love your energy.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I love your passion that you have for this. Mm-hmm. I love that you come into here every day and wanting to work. And again, yeah. I think that goes back to your passion. You're doing something that you want to, mm-hmm. And not something you don't want to. So thank you for being my student.
Yes.
I am blessed to have you here. I can't wait to see what you do throughout the next few mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
All right. Words of wisdom as we end up this another episode of Lang's Bogs. Again, James is an amazing geek. I'm hoping you're proud to be a geek.
I'm proud to be a geek.
There you go. What are words of wisdom that you would want to tell others out there?
So get started with as early as you can with your passion. If it's not video game development, not even in computer science, get started with what you want to do early so you're more prepared. And second thing, Mr. Brat, bring back middle school computer science, because I wouldn't be here without it.
You wouldn't be here without it, right?
Yeah,
as a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very cool. Well, I'm glad you are here.
There we go.
All right, and there it is, another episode of Lang's Bogs.
Thank you for having me.
The passion was amazing. The energy was high. Very well done, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.